WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel? You know that feeling when your to-do list seems longer than the line at Disneyland on opening day, and your personal life is getting the "we'll catch up later" treatment? Yeah, me too. We live in a world that glorifies busyness, but honestly, folks, burnout is a real thing, and it's not cute. That's why today we're diving deep into creating a healthy work-life balance, because, let's be real, you can't pour from an empty cup. It's not just about finding time for Netflix and chill, though that's definitely important. It's about prioritizing your well-being, setting boundaries, and reclaiming your time to do the things that truly matter. Now, I'm not gonna lie, achieving this magical balance is a bit like learning to juggle chainsaws. It takes practice, patience, and maybe a good therapist on speed dial. But trust me, it's worth every effort. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on your journey to a happier, more balanced life. 1. Define your non-negotiables. Think of these as your personal red lines, the things that bring you joy and recharge your batteries. Maybe it's spending time with loved ones, hitting the gym, or losing yourself in a good book. Whatever it is, schedule those activities into your week like any other important meeting. Seriously, treat them like sacred cows. 2. Master the art of saying no. This one can be tough, especially if you're a people pleaser, like me. But saying no to things that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities is essential for protecting your time and sanity. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your well-being. And hey, if someone gets offended by a polite no, are they really worth your time anyway? 3. Set realistic expectations. We live in a culture that glorifies doing it all, but let's be honest, even superheroes need a break. Aim for progress, not perfection. Celebrate small victories and learn to embrace the beauty of imperfection. Remember, you don't have to win every single battle. Sometimes, just showing up is enough. 4. Embrace technology mindfully. We live in a digital world, and while technology has its perks, it can also be a major time suck. Be intentional about your screen time. Set boundaries, turn off notifications during work hours, and carve out tech-free time for activities that nourish your soul. Remember, your attention is precious. Don't let it get hijacked by every ping and buzz. 5. Make time for self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are definitely awesome. Self-care encompasses all the things that replenish your mind, body, and spirit. It could be anything from going for a walk in nature to listening to your favorite music or simply taking a few minutes to breathe deeply and center yourself. You know what I'm talking about, right? You're sitting at your desk, staring at a screen filled with emails, tasks, deadlines, the whole shebang. You're supposed to be working on that big project, but you find yourself scrolling through social media, checking news updates, or just daydreaming about escaping to a tropical island. Who wouldn't? Sound familiar? This happens all the time. We get caught in this loop of busyness and distractions, and before we know it, hours have slipped away. The key is to break out of that cycle. It's like waking up from a dream. You need to be aware of your surroundings, set your intentions, and make conscious choices about how you spend your time. So, remember, folks, achieving work-life balance isn't a destination. It's a journey. It's an ongoing process of learning, adjusting and making small changes that add up to big impact. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, and never underestimate the power of a good break. Remember those 5 key takeaways? Defining your non-negotiables, saying no with confidence, setting realistic expectations, embracing technology mindfully, and prioritizing self-care. These are your weapons against burnout and your secret ingredients for a happier, more fulfilling life. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies that have helped you create a healthier work-life balance? Share your thoughts in the comments below, or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, keep decluttering those dopamine pathways and rocking your world.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.